Head coach of the Bowie Bulldogs, his team able to, navigate a bye week and now ready to get back to work. Jeff, I appreciate the time. How are you this morning?
I'm good, guys. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning. And you have had a team play over at Nelson before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Over 34 years. Yeah, we've played there a few times.
That's what I thought. I thought so as well. First of all, take us through. Last week I asked you about going into the bye week and the things that you concentrate on and work on as well. How did you feel your guys did coming out of the open date week and now getting back to work this week to get ready for the Maroons?
I thought they did a good job. We had some time to get a lot of fundamental work done and then get some rest and then come back this week and get to work on Austin High, who's a good football team and well-coached. And the kids have done a good job this week in their preparation.
Coach, the game you played last year with Austin High, high-scoring, tight ball game, came down to the end. And I know that's a team kind of moving on from Charles Wright, having to replace a really good player at quarterback. Do you take anything from last year's game, over your experience, or do you just completely turn the page and look at it, hey, new season, don't even think about what happened last year?
Well, I think what you always say, anything can happen in a ball game, and remind the kids that, year in, year out. I mean, we've been playing Austin High for a long time, mm-hmm. and they're always good games, and you never know what can happen in those games. And so you always remind your kids, hey, you got to play every down, and, you can't take anything for granted, and you got to get after it. And they're going to play hard. Their kids do a good job playing hard, and so we're going to have to match that intensity tonight.
Coach Abels is Snoop. I've been watching Bowie for a while now, and I want to say this is the best team since 2016. Do you see any similarities between those two teams?
I'm trying to remember back to 2016. I remember the kids, that's what you remember, Snoop, as you age, I guess. I can't even remember what our record was.
Y'all killed it. I think the last game of the season it was in McLean Stadium, and y'all lost to the Woodlands. Was such an amazing. Well, Isaiah Santiago, Elijah Higgins, Dalen Threadgill. Anyway,
now you're talking what I can understand.
Oh.
I remember the kids, and I remember the relationship.
Wade Smith.
yep, the great kids, great group of young men, and. And yes, I kind of can relate these guys this year to that set of young men because they're good kids. They're fun to coach. They're fun to be around. And you know what? We're all trying to do the same thing at the end of the day. We're all trying to mold young men's lives and make them better men for the future. And we have the great game of football that helps us teach us about life. And, there's ups and downs, there's highs, there's lows. But at the end of the day, it's all about those relationships that you have with those kids. And other coaches as well. Coach Rosenthal is a great guy and his staff. We know a bunch of those guys. Nick Lebo played for us over here at Bowie a long time ago. But we're all trying to do the same thing, and that is, like I said, make a difference in young people's lives.
Visiting with Jeff Abels, Bowie Bulldogs head coach. They take on Austin High tonight at 7:30 at House Park in a game you can hear right on 105.3 The Bat. Jeff, how about your impressions of the Maroons? What is it that really leaps off the page at you when you look at Austin High?
Well, it's like I told somebody the other day, probably the greatest compliment I think you could say, at least that I would think, is that their kids play hard, and if somebody said that about my team, that's a great compliment because, you can do all kinds of different things and schemes and kids graduate and come and go, but year in, year out, if your kids play hard, then you have a chance. And that's saying something about your program. And that's what I say about Coach Rosenthal's group is, they play hard, and it's not. It doesn't matter what quarter it is, first, second, third, fourth quarter. They're going to play hard, and that's what you want all your kids to do. And so that's what we're trying to do with our guys as well. Is no matter what the situation, be a relentless competitor every down, and the score will take care of itself.
Before we let you go, Jeff, there's one other thing I want to ask you about, because and it kind of rolls back to what we opened the segment with when we were talking about, hey, yeah, you've taken teams over to Nelson Field before. And I know coaches have to. They have to, by nature, be in their insular world of getting their teams prepared to play a football game no matter the surroundings, no matter the environment, no matter the venue. All of that said, House Park's a pretty historic place. Do you like taking teams in there, even though if you're obviously in those cases, and in most all of those cases, you're going to be the visiting team, but do you like taking a team in to play in that old historic venue?
Absolutely. It's a beautiful place to play. You know, you have the Austin skyline right there, and you know, there's not a track around the field like what we have at Burger, so everything's a little bit closer to you. In a way, it's kind of like the old Cotton Bowl. I hadn't been to the Cotton Bowl in a long time, but, you know, you had that same feeling there where there's no track around you and everything was right on top of you. And it's a great place to play. And I think our kids, I don't think we played there last year, but I think our kids enjoy playing there because they know it's a great atmosphere and a good, like you said, a historic place to play. And it's a great venue for high school football.
No doubt about it. By the way, and fans won't be able to grasp this, but those of us who have to work out of press boxes understand it. I imagine it's a little bit challenging for your coaches on the headsets when they're up there in the press box because the quarters are a little bit snug on both sides of the field.
A little bit snug there, yes. And we're kind of used to that there. We know that when we go there, so it'll be all right, and we'll work it. It should be a beautiful night and a great night for high school football tonight.
Looking forward to it. Hey, Jeff, as always, best of luck tonight, and we'll look forward to the visit again next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thanks,
all right.
Coach.
That's Jeff Abels, head coach of the Bowie Bulldogs.